Radio. This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Happy Halloween.
Well, hello, Doc Doggers. It's another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jim Z. Lots of information in this episode, jam-packed, probably going to run over time, so I apologize for that, but I think you'll enjoy the information and the conversations we're going to have, so let's get started with it. First and foremost, let me congratulate Crystal McLaren and Bo. That's right, Bo, the big puppy dog, down there in Florida this past weekend, set a new Iron Dog World Record. So congratulations to that team. That is awesome. They are turning up the heat just before Worlds. So imagine that. Wow. Can't wait to see them in Dubuque. It's going to be a fantastic showdown between all those Iron Dog teams, and it should just be awesome. All right, on to some business. First, let me talk to you about the hotel at Worlds, the Holiday Inn in Dubuque. Competitors and or friends of competitors that are holding rooms at the Holiday Inn in Dubuque for Worlds, if you know that you're not going to use your room, we request that you please release your reservations as soon as possible. What happened is management at the Holiday Inn has contacted us, and they've commented that in the past couple of years, there were rooms that could have been used if they had to turn people away. They could have been used if people would have canceled their reservations sooner. They were holding reservations, and I don't know the whole details behind it, but I don't know, maybe you had a reservation for Wednesday, starting Wednesday, and you didn't show up. And you didn't cancel it, and somebody that showed up on Wednesday, you know, also, or one of the other days, doesn't matter what day it started, said, hey, you got any rooms? I said, well, we're holding this reservation for so-and-so who should be here by midnight or whatever, and or whatever time they hold it to. And anyway, so if you could, if you're holding reservations for the Holiday Inn in Dubuque, for Worlds, and you know you're not going to be using the room, please go ahead and release those reservations. You can give them a call, or I think you can even do that online if you signed up through Line. So everyone would really appreciate that, you know, and give back a little bit, clear out those rooms for those that are going and really wanting to get into that hotel. It's greatly appreciated. Next going on, the car window decorating contest, $150 in Doc Dogs credits. That's what you could win if you can decorate your car windows, or you want to decorate your car windows. Make sure they say DocDogs.com on them somewhere, and that it's a readable size. And if you're planning to participate in the contest, please stay tuned for new rules and details later in this episode of Radio Doc Dogs during my conversation with Grant. We've made a change to keep the playing field fair and try to account for any potential weather situations that could threaten your artwork before it can be judged. So stay tuned, listen later on in this episode. We're going to tell you those details about what you're going to need to do to participate in the competition. I also want to talk about yearbooks at Worlds. Details are online. You should pre-order it at Worlds if you want to go for one of these yearbooks, and they're really nice. I did see them. They're beautiful pages, beautiful color. Anyway, pre-order at Worlds. When you pre-order at Worlds, you'll get a gold VIP wristband that identifies you've purchased one. Photographers at Worlds will be looking for that to concentrate on those people and teams. Thereby, they'll be taking more pictures and providing more opportunities of those folks' pictures to be used more often in the yearbook when it's done and completed. If you wait until after Worlds to order, it'll be too late for the photographers to concentrate on you and your team, and you may not get any extra coverage depending on what photos are selected overall. So if you want more opportunity to be in that yearbook that you're going to purchase, then purchase it at Worlds or before Worlds even. And I think if you go to Worlds and tell them about it, they'll give you that wristband. Not positive on that, but we'll find out more. Details are online. You can also order the 2014 yearbooks. It's going to be a discount if you order 2014 and 2015. Also, at Worlds, every competitor's picture will be taken for the yearbook, regardless if you buy one or not. You'll be in it. It's kind of like your typical yearbook headshots of sorts. Details about when and where they'll take your pictures for that will be provided at Worlds. There will also be a dock and studio backdrop, like in previous years, where you can have your picture taken and order professional prints. And there will be a package for both that, the background, your dog, dogs, and you against that nice dock, and Doc Dog's background is going to say Doc Dog's World Championships 2015 and everything. So there will be a package for all of that. It'll save you a few bucks as well, so you want to check into that. All right, in this episode of Radio Doc Dogs, we have some Blue Buffalo ambassadors we're going to be talking with, and also the president of Doc Dogs again with more details and news about Worlds, including those new rules for the car decoration car window decorating contest that I told you about earlier. So let's get started with some Blue Buffalo ambassadors.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm speaking with Nancy Aiken. Hi, Nancy.
Well, hey, Jim.
How are things down in the South?
Well, today they're rainy, but we've been having some great weather down here. You ought to come down and join us for a while.
I would more than love to. Trust me, I really would. And I was so jealous at all the folks that were at the Rules Committee meeting over the weekend, too. I was having some serious Southern withdrawal.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm always jealous when anyone goes to Fort Myers.
It's so nice there. But I wanted to speak to you about upcoming Worlds for you. It's your first Worlds you're going to.
Yes, actually, this is my first. I know everybody's kind of surprised at that, but the way events have gone over the last few years, this is actually the first time.
Well, before we get into that, you're feeding the Blue Buffalo. Is that what got you your invite?
No, not exactly. Although I might say yes, maybe my dogs have been performing better on it. They are performing quite well, Sally and Spud. But yeah, they eat the Blue Buffalo Wilderness or
great.
The Wilderness formulas, and they love it. They do well on it. Once we kind of got the feeding adjusted, we had to change the amount we were giving them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But once we got all that worked out, it's awesome. And then Hoppy, although he doesn't jump, he's eating Blue Buffalo too. We're putting him on senior formula.
Okay.
And moving him to senior. And then our little puppy, Peaches, not 9 months old. She's still, of course, on the large breed puppy formula until she's 12 months old. And she just loves it. She does great. They're all, healthy and happy.
Well, that's great. Yeah, and I keep forgetting that you have a new puppy, a new baby in the family there. So congratulations there.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome. She's really turning out to be a fine dog.
That's cool. That's great to hear. I can't wait to see her someday, hopefully soon. But what flavors of the Blue Buffalo are you feeding, or is it a single flavor?
Well, no, we're feeding the Sally and Spud eat the Wilderness formula, the Rocky Mountain Adult Wild Boar. I thought I'd just try them something different.
And, cool.
The boar, they've certainly never had boar, and they love it. They're doing fine on it. Peaches, the puppy, she's on the large breed puppy chicken and brown rice.
Okay.
And doing fine on that. We're going to start moving her over to another adult formula pretty soon. I haven't really decided which one.
Okay.
And then Hoppy has been on the adult chicken and brown rice, but we're moving him to a senior formula.
Oh, okay.
Because he's kind of... well, he just turned 8, which I know isn't all that old, but he's just not a real active, athletic dog. He's just not. He's just an old couch potato, always has been. And he's starting to put on a few pounds, so we're going to move him to the senior formula.
Well, that's great that Blue Buffalo has all those different varieties of not only flavors, but different, age groups and categories where they can, you can adjust as your dog goes along, basically.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if one of them... if anyone had a dog that was allergic to something, they have all that, the Blue Buffalo Basic, which is, all the, grain-free type stuff. And it's really good. I mean, if you can't find something to feed your dog in Blue Buffalo, then I don't know where you can find something to feed your dog, because they've got it all. They really do.
Yeah, it really does seem that way. But your first Worlds, and congratulations, that's cool. I'm excited that you're going to be there, and it sounds like you're excited. What are you going for, and who?
Well, Spud got the first invitation. He got that down at the Southeast Regionals down in North Fort Myers,
mm-hmm.
And he got it in a Cadet EV.
Great.
And I just didn't think I could be any more excited than that. And then Sally... got a veteran invitation at the Cabela's event here in Ackworth. I believe that was in April. She
cool.
got a veteran's invitation. That was a wild card event.
Very cool.
And, really cool. Although, to be perfectly honest, it just still shocks me that both Sally and Spud are actually veterans. It just,
I know. I hear it. Well, they're going to be jumping in the veterans there, I'd be jumping against Mike Hammy, and it
I know.
Believe that either.
And it just seems like all of them ought to be about 2 years old. But,
right.
But anyway, Sally got the veterans invitation at Cabela's, and then at the North Central regionals in up at the Tin Wolf at in Kentucky, Spud got his veteran invitation there.
Very cool.
So Spud has two, and Sally has one, and so I just couldn't be any more pleased.
That's awesome. That is so cool. So, what are your anticipations and thoughts? You know, based on what you've seen, heard, social media, and everything about Worlds, you think it's going to be all for you?
Well, I tell you what, I think it's going to be as much about the dogs jumping, and it's about half dogs jumping and about half seeing all your friends that you haven't seen in a year or years.
Oh yeah,
and getting to see everybody again. It's such a big social aspect of it that I've been talking to people on Facebook and everything that I really literally have not seen in years, and I'm going to be able to see them. So I'm really looking forward to that, getting to see everybody again.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that is a very cool thing, of course. Always a big part of it. I look at it as you're probably right. And for a lot of people, it's probably 50-50. For people like me, it's, you know, the dogs go and play, and I'm glad they're there, and I get to travel with my whole family to Dubuque and have fun, and they get to play on the dock. But I think when it comes to Worlds, well, probably most of the events anymore, I go for me. I'm not sure who I go more for.
I know, really, it's just awesome the way everybody comes together for this, and everybody's all excited about it, and you know, getting to see everybody. It's that same kind of feeling anytime you go off to an event that you haven't been at, been to that event for a while, and get to see people you haven't seen for a while.
Yeah,
that's kind of the same feeling, but it's just multiplied by dozens.
Right.
You know, so it's going to be awesome. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Well, that's cool. I'm great. I'm glad to hear that. I did see you were not sure about the Golden Paw Awards. Did you decide on that?
Oh yeah. Really, I wasn't just, you know, not sure about it. I was just kind of, you know, questioning would it really be worth going, but you know, overwhelmingly everybody said absolutely, and that many people couldn't be wrong and everything. And after talking to everybody and starting to get all my stuff together and all, I'm really excited about it now. Really excited.
Yeah, it's exciting and it's fun, and it's just kind of a night of reminiscing and being there for any friends or anything that have received some awards or get some recognition, of course. And just, you know, kind of recapping the whole season, and I know you're gonna like it. So I'm glad you're going. I really am.
Yeah, no doubt. There's not a doubt in my mind that I won't just really have a blast, and it'll be totally worth it.
Cool. Well, that's great to hear. Well, Nancy, I'm sorry we have to keep it so short, but I am very glad that we got to speak with you, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks in Dubuque.
Okay, you and Jennifer, too. I'll be looking for you.
All right, we'll see you there. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm speaking with Sharon Lynch. Hello, Sharon.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Great tonight.
Awesome. Sharon is one of the Blue Buffalo Ambassador teams, and we haven't talked with them for a bit, and Sharon's going to Worlds, and Sharon's going to the Golden Paw Awards, and sounds like Sharon's got a lot to do at Worlds, so
yep.
I thought we'd just talk real quick and see how things are going. First, let's start with the Blue Buffalo Ambassadors program. I mean, I've seen you at a lot of the Doc Dogs events recently, fortunately for me, and the Blue Buffalo Doc, of course, has been there looking good, and how's the Blue Buffalo food and everything for you guys going?
Well, the dogs are doing great on it. Maisie's doing better than she's ever done. She's jumping 3 and 4 feet bigger than she was last year. So,
wow.
And our older dog, Emma, loves it and is doing great on it as well. So,
you really think you really think the food's contributing to their better health and performance?
I think so. We started Maisie on Wilderness just to up her protein levels, and she's jumping like there's no tomorrow. So I certainly see a difference in how she was last year on regular food and then on the Blue this year. So
yeah,
huge difference in her. So mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. That's great to hear. And have you tried some of the different flavors, or which one are you feeding?
She usually eats the the chicken.
Okay.
And Emma, that's what they were on before we switched to Blue, so she's been eating the Chicken Wilderness and loves it. I give her a little bit of the canned stuff, and she really likes the Chicken Wilderness stew, whatever that is. And it looks like real chicken stew, so and it smells good, too, so she likes that.
You're making me hungry now. I haven't had dinner yet.
I certainly have to say we have some of the cat. We have our cats on it as well. And the Blue Buffalo canned food, I've never seen cats eat canned food as well as they eat that, so...
Wow.
Certainly it's good food.
Well, that's awesome. That's great to hear. And so you went to the Doc Dogs World Championships last year, and you're going again this year. Congratulations.
It's going to be exciting. We can't wait. So.
Tell us what disciplines you're in and with who.
Yep. Maisie is doing Iron Dog. Right now she's technically in Warrior, but she's gotten her Titan title, so I'm sure she'll be competing in Titan.
Well, cool.
And she's doing Speed Retrieve Nitro. And then Emma, our older dog, is jumping with my husband Fred, and she's doing Legend, and she's doing Novice Big Air. So,
cool.
Gonna be busy as crazy running around in worlds. So.
Yeah. If you just kind of like just take it all in and relax, it's. I don't think it's so bad, but it does keep you busy. But you know, you're there, and your dogs are certainly gonna have some fun, and so are you. That's for sure.
Yep, we're gonna have a blast.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you are. So how did it go last year? What did you do, and how did you end up?
Maisie did Titan, or she did Warrior Iron Dog, and I think she was 7th or 8th overall. She didn't make finals, but I think when we looked at her score, she was 7th or 8th.
That's pretty good.
And had a great score. And then she did well in speed. I'm not sure exactly where it was, but she did two solid speed runs, so I was happy with that. So.
Cool. Very cool. That's awesome.
Yep.
And then also the Golden Paw Awards. You said you didn't go last year, but you're going this year. Anything that made you change your mind?
We just got excited for it. We know more people who are going this year. Last year was kind of our first year doing Doc Dogs full time, you know, kind of full time, and so we didn't know very many people going. So we said, "Well, we'll wait and see." And this year we decided we were going to go. And our club, Hudson Valley Doc Dogs, is actually paying for everybody who got invitations to Worlds to go to the gala, which I thought was pretty cool as well. So,
that is cool.
It seems like it's going to be a great time. So. Yeah. We're going to have some fun. So.
Yeah, that is very cool. That's nice of your club to do. And a lot of the clubs will do some different things like that, supporting their members going to Worlds, you know, anywhere from shirts to a few bucks to help out with gas to something like you're talking about the gala. So that's wonderful. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I encourage all the clubs to...
So.
Yeah, what's that?
Yeah. We're really excited for it. So we have a bunch of friends who've been nominated for things. So we're certainly excited to watch them and see what happens there. So.
It is. It's fun, and the cheering that happens and goes on, even just somebody's picture pops up or something like that, and the crowd goes wild, and it's...
Yep. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be fun, so...
Yeah, I think so also. I know you'll have a good time. It's pretty neat, and then, of course, there's all the other things going on. I hope you'll be partaking in some of the other activities, like the Zooks and the Glycoflex, you know, different nights there, which is very cool. So.
Yeah, it seems like there's going to be a lot more to do this year, but maybe it's just I know there's going to be more to do this year than I did last year.
Yeah, no, I think there is, and I keep saying this. I said it last week. I hate to put down or talk down about last year's big anniversary, 15 years, but this year's bigger. It's bigger.
Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sharon, I really appreciate your time. I'm sorry we have to keep it so short, but I did definitely want to talk to a Blue Buffalo ambassador and just get some more information and see what your thoughts were of the upcoming Worlds, the food and everything. And it sounds like everything's going great.
We're really excited. So let's see how they jump at Worlds.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you there. Thank you again for taking out the time, and I'll see you in a few weeks in Dubuque.
Okay, sounds good. We'll see you there.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am speaking with Tom Dropic, and I just spoke with Tom not too long ago, but hey, Tom, long time no talk. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It was great to see you here in Ohio for the Dueling Dogs event a few weeks back. That was fun. That was an exciting time.
It sure was. It was great seeing you and your dogs perform as good as they did. It was a great event.
They had fun, and I know your dogs had fun, and they did awesome.
They did. It was a fun. I think everybody was really happy when they left that event. They were very excited.
Yeah.
About when the next Dueling Dog will be. You bet.
Yep. And that's going to be at Worlds. So for many.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, I want to talk to you about your Blue Buffalo ambassador. And just wanted
I am.
To
see, yep, I am.
Wanted to see how things are going with the Blue Buffalo products you're using and what you're using and who's eating what and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, we got our start back in April, beginning of April, and we are feeding the Blue Buffalo Wilderness, the salmon, the large breed salmon, and the large breed chicken. The large breed chicken's got a little more protein in it.
You're eating it,
so
too?
I mixed it up more. Pardon me?
You're eating it, too? Because you said we, so I...
Well, yeah. Me and my dogs, no. RJ and Remy, they both are eating the same. I mix it up more for taste, and they're doing phenomenal on it. Now, this has been 6 months, and, you know, not too many people know that Remy came off a pretty serious injury in April, and I contribute his success, his healing success, to the nutrition in the Blue Buffalo. He was on Blue Buffalo all the way through the healing process. And his performance this summer has been absolutely amazing, with a new world record in speed retrieve.
Yeah.
And he's also hit he tied his personal best in extreme vertical with a 7'8" jump. He brushed the bumper at 7'10". So his performance, you know, he's had some very high 30-80s in Iron Dogs. His performance has just been phenomenal, and I contribute that to the Blue Buffalo food. And RJ also had a phenomenal year. He hit 7'8" in extreme vertical.
Wow.
And RJ right now is very active in the field hunting birds right now. This is hunting season for us. He's been in the field, and his performance has just been phenomenal. He's active all the way through the whole day. He can go 2 days, 3 days, and he's able to keep that drive up. He's able to keep the scenting ability up, and so Blue Buffalo has just been phenomenal for him.
Well, cool. Great. That sounds like they're doing awesome on that. So you're glad you switched then, huh?
I'm very glad I switched. I'm very shy to make a switch. I was on my original food for over 15 years.
Wow.
And, I was talking to Grant Reeves and the people at Blue Buffalo, and they convinced me. Oh, and then Jesse Dalton also helped me make the decision, and I'm so glad I did. But everything has just been going great, and I'll be sticking with it for many years to come.
Well, that's good. That's great. And it's glad to hear. So fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to seeing you at Worlds again this year. Congratulations on your invitations.
Thank you. We're very excited.
Cool. What did everybody get invited for? What are they doing?
Well, that's a good question. Remy is going to be competing in Spartan Iron Dog Sonic Speed Retreat. He'll be going back to defend his 4-time title.
Absolutely.
Hopefully bring that home one more year to make that 5-year mark. That'd be awesome.
That would.
He's also competing in the Dueling Dogs Class 1. He got some invites in Extreme Vertical and Big Air. We turned those down so we can focus on the ones that we did take, and hopefully do real well in those. And RJ got an invite in Titan Iron Dog, but since then has upped his title to Spartan, so he will be competing at Worlds in the Spartan division in Iron Dog, and I'm very excited about that. I think he's capable of competing with the big dogs, even if he doesn't win. It's just going to be really exciting for him to be competing with the best of the best. So I'm excited about that.
Cool.
I'm also going to be competing in the Dueling Dogs Class 2. Excited to do that. He did very well at the regionals down in Kentucky, so he's been showing a lot of promise in that. Got a couple more invites in Extreme Vertical and Big Air and Speed Retrieve. We turned those down so we could focus on his Spartan Iron Dog and his Dueling Dogs.
Well, that's cool. That's awesome. And I'm glad to hear you're excited about your dogs getting bumped up. Because some people look at it and they're not so happy, because I think they realize that probably limits their chances of maybe winning their division. But at the same time, I mean, congratulations to you and to them, because their dog has improved, by those margins to get them into a higher class. So I look at it as a positive thing.
Absolutely. I always have, Jim. And anybody that knows me and has talked to me out there in the field, out there in the front line at the events, it's all about getting my dogs to be the best they can be.
Yeah.
If they win, that's great. Sure, we all would like to win, but it's not so much about winning as it is having my dogs be able to do the best that they can do. And I would much rather have RJ take last place in the Spartan division than take first place in the Titan division. And that would go, even for Warriors and Titans and that kind of thing. Whatever they're capable of, that's what I want them to compete at. And that's, I could not win. I don't care about the win. It's all about doing the best.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I like to talk with people that have that attitude. I take a lot of that attitude as well, especially at events. You know, we'll jump too big for amateurs, or maybe, well, usually not semi-pros anymore, but when we do jump too big, I look at it like, wow, we jumped out. That's great. You know, we made an improvement, so.
Yep, you got it.
Hey, I wanted to ask you real quick because we're running out of time here. But so in addition to Worlds, the Golden Paw Awards are coming up. I know you're going to be there, and I think you're pretty excited. What do you have any memories from past Golden Paw Awards, or what excites you the most about that night?
Well, as you know, Jim, I've been doing this a long time, and I mean, my memories go way back to flipping burgers at Tom Dawkins' place in Northfield, Minnesota, back in 2002, back before we had these big events, you know, and our first real event was in Kansas City in 2004, where 20 people attended, you know. So they really, the awards ceremony, the banquet, the year-end get-together has really grown huge, you know, in the past couple of years. What I've always enjoyed about these is it's a great way to get together with all the people from around the world that come in to compete. We don't get to see these people every day. Sure, there's media, social media out there now with Facebook and all that, Twitter, Instagram, and all those kind of things that help us keep in touch a little bit. But there's nothing better than sitting down and having a beverage of choice and talking with these people face-to-face and just having a good night. You know, I try to float around. I try to be sociable. I try and talk to people that I don't get a chance to talk to. You know, I don't get a chance to talk to too much. That's what really sticks out in my mind. Is that kind of a social environment. And the awards, gosh, you know, they're getting huge.
Yeah.
So many to give out and so many great people that deserve and dog teams that deserve these awards. I think it's just phenomenal. And every year it just gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah, bigger and better too, I think. So I'm really looking forward to it as well.
Yeah, the way they do it now, I really encourage anybody that listens to this to come on out. The way they do it now is absolutely hands down the best it's ever been. When they do that in that big auditorium there at the Five Flags Center, it's really like the Academy Awards in a way, because you're all dressed up. You're sitting in this comfortable theater. It's kind of an old-time theater, but very comfortable, very clean, very nice. And it really is, you know, the whole Doc Dogs crew. It's fun watching those guys get up there. You know, the Doc Dogs crew, Scott Heaton, the announcer.
Yeah.
It's just really a phenomenal evening, and everybody, even if they're not competing, should come out and just play part in that.
Yeah, I think so too. It is so cool. So, but thanks, Tom. We're unfortunately got to keep it short here, but I really do appreciate you taking out some time in your busy day to talk to us a little bit more about Blue Buffalo and Worlds and the Gala and everything like that, and we're just going to see you in a couple weeks from now.
I'm excited, Jim. Let's have a good time at Worlds this year.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Tom. We'll see you soon.
Okay, Jim, thanks.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zoox dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zoox dog treats. Fuel the love.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, I'm speaking again with Grant Reeves, President and CEO of Doc Dogs. It's been a long time. Grant, hi.
Yeah, I think I hung the phone up from you, Jim, and went to Rules Committee meeting, came back and picked the phone back up to talk to you.
Well, really appreciate that. This is that time of year with Worlds coming up and everything, and Rules Committee just completing, like you mentioned, that there's so much going on from Doc Dogs. I feel like you have a lot of information that you have to get out there, and we want to keep everybody up to date coming up to Worlds here. So how was Rules Committee?
Rules Committee this year. year was actually very, very well executed, and I would probably be willing to say well received on behalf of everybody that attended. For some reason, things went actually a lot smoother than they have in previous years. And I mean, it gets better every year, but this year was exceptional. We got a lot of stuff discussed. There wasn't a lot of controversial voting going on. Most of it, I would say, common sense prevailed, and things came through really clean. So there'll be some updates and stuff coming out. But it was definitely fun. Cool. It was definitely a good time.
That's great. Anything earth-shattering in the rules that we might expect? That I know you can't tell us details, but you know.
You know, I'm when I look back, I don't see anything earth-shattering.
Okay.
So to speak, there was a lot of clarifications and stuff. The new ethics committee and everything they had been working really, really hard on this past year was put forth for approval by the rules committee, and that passed unanimously. The Hall of Fame stuff was put forth, and it passed unanimously. And then a lot of laundry items, housekeeping items, so to speak. And I think we're well on our way to a really good year. I think everybody's going to be pretty happy.
Good. That's fantastic. Great to hear. Well, we'll be looking forward to those updates coming out and seeing what has changed or been tweaked for the better always, of course. The next item that obviously we want to talk about is keep up to date with things that are going on at Worlds. We talked last week about the Golden Paw Awards and the gala, and I think that's gaining even more steam as we keep talking about it and telling everyone what a great time it is. But there's more things going on also. Glycoflex and Zooks, both putting on some events for all the competitors.
Yeah, I'm actually just sitting in front of my computer right now looking at the final numbers, so to speak, on you know, the last of the world invites going out. And it's always a tough time of year with the year-end rankings. But with the numbers that we're at, we're almost, you know, where we targeted filling our invite capacity, which is going to make, you know, the welcome party on the first night. It's being hosted by Glycoflex this year, and it's going to be fun to see, you know, everybody from all over the country meeting everybody for the, and in a lot of the cases for the first time. But some really unique friendships are made in the social aspect outside of competition at Worlds, and with the Glycoflex party being on Wednesday night, new thing, it's a meet and greet party, and then on Thursday night with, you know, the hilarious game night or minute to win, I'm not sure what they're calling it, but that Zooks is hosting. I've talked to Matt Bond at the rules committee this past weekend, and he and Stacy are working with Carol and some people to really, you know, pull that together. So it's all complimentary, and the nice thing about it is it's going to be a blast. It's going to be just one more reason to be at Worlds and hang out.
That is cool. I'm really looking forward to it too. That's going to be something kind of different, new this year, the way that's all being handled and put out there. And I had the pleasure of meeting some of the people, Adrian from Glycoflex, and of course Stacy from Zooks, and they're really into Doc Dogs. It's so encouraging and so fun to see. They're so excited and amped, and they seem genuinely that it's a pleasure to them to be sponsoring Doc Dogs, which is pretty cool because I know how much Doc Dogs appreciates them.
Well, I can tell you, without the, you know, there's three key elements to Doc Dogs as a whole that not only bring the entire season, you know, to life and help, you know, get everything executed and keep all the equipment updates and everything going on. But the three key elements, first and foremost, start with the Doc Dogs community. And you're going to see a big initiative behind the Doc Dogs community and the community spirit starting at Worlds. I mean, there's a lot that I'm not going to disclose. You're going to have to be there to experience it, but that's a big thing. So the community and the community spirit are huge. The second thing is, you know, the actual sponsor. Without these sponsors and their support, and we've been very fortunate, you know, as much as we have in past years, this past year specifically, the sponsors truly are entrenched in not only making sure that they're honoring their part of the program, but enhancing it and being engaged and involved with the community. And you're going to see that come to light even more so this year at the World Championships. And then obviously all of the volunteers, all of the officers, directors, and everybody else out there that always steps up. I mean, that's the third element. So you put all that together and you have the sponsors like we're talking and the people that are going to be on site, it's a great opportunity for everybody to mix, mingle, and reflect on the past and look to the future.
Yep, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it so much. It can't get here soon enough, and it's going to be pretty soon before we know it.
Somebody posted today 15 days or 14 days away. I mean, it's literally a blink away. It's like we were just leaving the Holiday Inn Monday morning. Last year was just feels like yesterday. It's just been a flash this year.
It has. It really has.
So, Jim, let me turn the tables on you. I'm running a million miles an hour, getting through, coming through Rules Committee, and now we're getting ready for Worlds. Got all kinds of stuff to ship there. How's it coming on your end, getting ready for Worlds? And what about that Radio Doc Dogs contest that you're hosting or sponsoring for the, I think it's, what, $150 in credits for the coolest dressing up of a car or window painting of your car on your way to Worlds?
Yeah, $150 in Doc Dogs credits. That's pretty good. That's a nice little chunk. That could be somebody's entire event there. It's going very cool. As far as just getting the information out, obviously not seeing any cars yet, but we did talk about a little bit more with BK. We want to make sure we had it down and kept it fair for everybody, and we decided that it would be most fair and exciting, even more exciting, if everyone would post their pictures somewhere. And we thought, well, let's post them on the Doc Dogs Facebook page. In fact, we're going to go ahead and make that a rule. And there's a couple reasons for this. Number one, and primarily, it's so that the judges will all be able to see all the cars no matter where they're at, because some of you may pull into town over at the Days Inn or something like that and shuttle back and forth. And unless I happen to have time to get out over to the Days Inn and see your cars, I won't have any other way to see them. And then on top of that, how do I know that, you know, there may be some over at some other hotels that I'll never get to, and I just want to make sure we don't leave anybody out. So post your pictures when you leave for Worlds on the Facebook, on the Doc Dogs Facebook page, and just have them up by the time it's check-in closes. That's about it.
Which is like 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock on the Wednesday night, so...
Right, so if you're leaving on Monday, you can post your pictures up then, or Sunday, or who knows how early you're leaving. Or some of the people aren't that far away, so they'll be leaving that morning. So just have it posted up on the Doc Dogs Facebook page, and then we're going to look at those pictures on the Facebook page and make a decision on who's going to win that $150 in Doc Dogs credits.
Well, are you guys going to announce it over the weekend, or how's the winner going to know?
We want to announce it at the gala. How's that sound?
Oh, at the Golden Paw Awards? That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right at the Golden Paw Awards. We'll even use their picture.
If you're posting it on your Facebook page before you leave your driveway kind of deal, there's no reason they can't post more pictures of it when they're at rest stops and stuff too, right?
Right. And like I was saying in earlier episodes too, you see somebody else, you don't have to post it and say this for the contest, but like, hey, look, here's both our cars together. Maybe you run into another competitor on their way at the Doc Dogs event, or the passenger in your car notices you're coming up on another Doc Dogs car, and take that picture, post it up on the Doc Dogs Facebook page. That'd be cool to see where everybody's traveling from and how their travels are going.
And keep it PG. PG only.
Yes. PG, please. We'll have to monitor that and keep an eye on that.
It sounds like it's going to be, I mean, this is just the beginning. We're already all jacked up and everybody talking about it, so when we start to see the pictures rolling in of people leaving their driveways with their windows painted and stuff, it should be pretty cool too. I'm excited, so I'm looking forward to it. But I'll be on the ground next week on setup. But what is it? 14 days and counting. I'm excited.
Yeah, it is going to be great. You know, this picture contest is just one small little thing. I it's not that I forget about it, but I'm involved in a lot of other things, which is really fun for me, and I enjoy it. But it's just, I can't believe it's just one thing out of so many exciting things going on at the Worlds this year that some of these things not that they fall by the wayside, they just, you know, it's like, wow, we got that and that and that and that, and I'm like overload here. I'm like a kid in a candy store.
it really is the crescendo event of the year where we reflect, we look back, we've qualified to get to and participate in at Worlds, and then, you know, it's also where, as I said earlier, new friendships are forged, announcements are made, a lot of things for 2016 we get an opportunity to, you know, look forward to.
Absolutely.
We leave the event. So it's pretty cool.
Yep, absolutely. It is so cool. Well, Grant, we got to keep it short, and I really do appreciate your time. So busy here, I know. But appreciate you coming on once again, telling us more about Worlds, and I think we'll be trying to talk with you one more time to hammer out those last-minute details if anything pops up. So thanks.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, that's it. Lots of information. I hope you took it all in. If not, rewind. Listen to it again. And listen to those details. You got those details now for the card window decorating contest for Worlds. $150 in credits up for that. So you want to make sure you post your pictures when you leave. You know, tell everyone, hey, we're going. Or maybe at that first rest area or something like that. But just make sure you get them posted. You know, there's a couple good reasons that helps out. Number one, it helps give everybody a chance to be able to see those picture, those decorations. I may not be able to get around to every hotel where there's a car that's decorated. Maybe some of you are staying at other places that I just can't get to, or the other judges. And also, in case the weather, you know, maybe you did a beautiful decorating job and then it poured like crazy on your way in and washed most of it off. Well, that's unfair. You probably spent some good time on that, and we want to make sure we can judge that as well. So all kinds of good reasons there. And don't forget about ordering your yearbooks. You can order them now, or you can order them at Worlds. And that's it. So everyone, have a safe Halloween. Be careful driving around Halloween night. Watch out for the kids. Take care of your dogs and pets. Watch for them, too. There are some crazy psychos out there, so make sure you keep an eye on them, especially holiday night and the night before. Just in case. I know I'm a little paranoid too, especially when I used to have a black dog. You never know what's going on out there in some people's minds. But anyway, whatever you're doing this weekend with your puppy dog, of course, be safe. Have a great time, and I will see you on the dock.
Leave now before Master finds you.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Doc Dogs.